This is a News Laundry podcast, and you're listening to Reporters Without Orders.
Order, order. Hello and welcome to Reporters Without Orders, a podcast where we talk about what made news, what didn't, and some things that absolutely shouldn't have. I'm your host, Snigdha, and joining me today are three News Laundry reporters, Basant, Anusuya, and good old Ayush. Good old Ayush.
Oh, good old. I'm only young.
Ayush and Basanta just back from Northeast Delhi.
Yes.
They went out reporting. And Anusuya, who has just come back from the High Court.
Yeah.
Anusuya dressed like a lawyer also today.
No, actually, I used
but black
to...
black nahi hai.
No, so
white
I did it deliberately. Shirt. So I used to wear all those kurta and all those things.
Yeah.
So utna bhav nahi milta tha. So
I
thought
see.
I should dress more formally when I'm going to court.
Oh, that happens, really?
Yeah, that does happen.
Wow. Interesting.
That's nice.
तो भाव मिला?
हाँ.
नहीं hearing ही नहीं हुआ भाई.
नहीं नहीं भाव नहीं मिला. आज किसी lawyer ने इसको बोला कि तुम law के लिए पढ़ाई कर लो.
है ना? Yeah.
Out of contempt or out of just like advice?
No, we were just talking and she just advised me that I should pursue law. I should at least think of pursuing law in future.
Yeah, so, yeah, you can.
Well, good luck with that.
Okay.
फिर आयुष का case लड़ लीजिएगा.
Yeah. The one in which I'll be charged for sedition. काफी sedition लगने वाला है आने वाले दिनों में. हाँ.
Alright guys, before we begin, I want to tell all the new listeners about News Laundry. We are a 100% ad-free news platform and we need your support to stay afloat. So please subscribe to us and pay to keep news free. Go to www.newslaundry.com/subscription and click on the subscribe button on the top right corner of the website. So let's begin with some bizarre news stories. Who's going to go first?
I'll go first because
right.
It's a News Laundry story.
Because you stole it from me.
You stole it from you? Okay, fair enough. And it's about stealing. The story is about stealing. So Sudhir Chaudhary did a DNA test, you know.
Yeah.
And he, you know, outdid himself in that...
Really?
That
Gaumutra wala?
Yeah.
Okay. Scientific kya tha wo?
I mean Gaumutra was just misinformation.
Gaumutra ke gun pe kiya tha na
DNA
test. That was misinformation, but what he did last night was just plain hateful. He made a flowchart of different kind of jihads that Muslims in Jammu and Muslims in rest of the country also are practicing. So that had, I think, there was Zameen jihad, there was love jihad, there was a cinema
media
jihad or something.
Jihad.
There was media jihad.
Media jihad.
Ji. Jo aap karte hain sir.
And
and we found out that he had not even, you know, his hate is not original. So he had taken it from a Facebook page called, I think, Boycott Halal. It's called.
Yeah, it's Halala. A hate mongering page.
So usne bas ek Facebook ke page ka post uthaya aur apne channel pe chala diya. So that is bizarre. If that's not bizarre, I don't know what. It's
and
national
the whole
television.
Show was based on that.
Exactly.
Wow.
And a lot of journalists, even some, you know, the most restrained journalists from senior journalists from the channels, even they came out on Twitter today and they said, this guy is going to Nuremberg if we ever have one. Things like that. And I think that's true.
Ki nafrat bhi unke paas asli wali nahi hai. Matlab apna original nafrat bhi nahi khala sakte.
True. बसंत आप बताइए.
मेरे पास कोई बेजार न्यूज नहीं है लेकिन एक स्टोरी लिखने का तरीका मुझे बेजार लगा. ये एक अखबार की कॉपी है. पत्नी और प्रेमिका की शिकायत पर
कौन सी अखबार ये तो बता दीजिए.
दैनिक भास्कर. पत्नी और प्रेमिका की शिकायत पर एसएचओ के खिलाफ जांच हेडलाइन है.
हाँ.
खबर ये है नेताजी सुभाष पैलेस थाना के एसएचओ को अपनी पत्नी को टाइम नहीं देने और बेवफाई की सजा में लाइन हाजिर किया गया. दरअसल एसएचओ साहब शादीशुदा होते हुए भी बाहर किसी युवती से प्रेम संबंध में था. दोनों से उसने जिंदगी साथ निभाने की कसम खाई थी. लेकिन जब बीवी को एसएचओ साहब की बाहर वाली के बारे में पता चला तो परिवार में क्लेश शुरू हो गया. बाहर वाले से पत्नी ने मिलकर रास्ता बदलने के लिए कहा. नहीं मानने पर दोनों ने अपने साहब की बेवफाई की शिकायत पुलिस मुख्यालय में कर दी. ये कॉपी लिखने का तरीका है. बाहर वाली बेवफाई साथ निभाने की कसमें खाई थी.
क्या बसंत आप ऐसे कॉपी लिखते नहीं है. नहीं तो कितनी वायरल होती है हमारे न्यूज़ स्टोरी.
कोई हमें बिजार हमारे खबरों को बिजार बता रहा होगा.
We should go for our रामनाथ रोइनका अवार्ड्स.
True, yeah.
By the end of the year, yeah.
We should bookmark it. Anusuya.
So mine is, there's a Bloomberg story which I read. Corona conference get cancelled because of coronavirus. So there's apparently a scheduled conference in New York which got cancelled because they were scared that people will interact and come together and it might just, you know,
yeah, make things worse.
So that's why they cancelled it.
Wow. That's sad. But it's so, I mean, 820 people have died in Italy alone.
Yeah.
And I think that's just...
My friend is stuck there.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's like, the embassy is not helping. There's no help from the Italian authorities.
Yeah, and they have 12,000 affected cases.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I read it somewhere that Narendra Modi is like, you know, looking after people who are stuck in Italy, and if they are not infected, he's going to call them back. I think I read it somewhere in Twitter today.
I just read it about two hours ago. She posted on Instagram and
she said
we still have no idea, and some people are saying that if we don't get out by such and such, I think day after tomorrow, then we'll have to stay here for another... 1 month. These are just rumors, but it's scary.
Those people who are coming to India from Iran, South Korea, Japan, they have to be quarantined in India for 14 days.
Yeah.
So imagine, I mean, you come to India for 14 days and you end up getting quarantined.
Yeah.
So I think the borders are pretty much closed for a long time.
Yeah, it's very scary. Even in Delhi, numbers are going up. I think we should all be asked to work from home.
Pandora's box
khol diya tumne.
So my bizarre news is from Indore. So this interfaith couple, they went they booked an Oyo room. It was called Silver Key Executive Stays. And Quint reported the story. They checked into the hotel around 10:30, and the woman's partner, it's a first person's account, and he arrived soon enough, and they gave the identity proof. But as soon as the receptionist saw the identities, the names, he was like, no, you're not allowed to enter the
hotel.
Just
because they were from different religion.
Yeah. So then she got into a fight, and she said, show documents. Where does it say that it's not allowed? And the manager was like, no, you go to the local police station, you figure it out yourself. So they had to leave the hotel in the middle of the night.
Wow.
They were not allowed.
That's insane. This happened in Jaipur also a few months ago in 2019. But I think something good came of it, because either the police or the authorities they had approached had taken, you know, had scolded that hotel. And Oyo is anyway, I mean, the kind of things that are going on at Oyo, it's crashing.
Yeah, I know.
In that kind of climate, you're anyway not helping with the PR.
So all they did was send her a refund. That's it.
Oyo, हमारे मतलब परिवार के बुजुर्गों की तरह है. Oyo का tagline भी है ना, प्यार करने के लिए ऐसे करके, उनका टैगलाइन है ना, ऐसा ही है कुछ. तो हमारे पूर्व जो बड़े बुजुर्ग कहते हैं, प्यार तो करो लेकिन अपनी ही जाति में करो. तो उनका भी वही हाल है, प्यार करो लेकिन अपनी जाति में.
इट्स क्वाइट स्ट्रेंज, लाइक डे बाय डे द काइंड ऑफ अथॉरिटी एंड पावर व्हिच वी आर गिविंग टू अ सर्टेन कम्युनिटी जस्ट बिकॉज दे आर मोर इन नंबर्स, एंड द वे दे आर एक्सप्लॉइटिंग दैट power, it's
that they've suddenly got. That's true. Now it's become so normal. This is so normal. Anyway, moving on, let's start with Anusuya. What have you been reporting on?
So basically, court, and I was working on a story on that was actually called AAP report card, on what AAP has done for the people who either injured or affected during the Delhi riots. So, you know, there were several.
So you've been traveling to Northeast Delhi?
Like for good week, I was there. So Mustafabad, Maujpur, Jafrabad, Shivvihar, all these places.
Right.
So basically, I focused on three aspects: the medical aid which they are providing, the compensation which they are providing, and the shelter homes.
Right.
So shelter homes, so the DUSIB shelter homes, which are the existing shelter homes, which were the shelter homes were turned into relief camps for
people. So these were shelter homes for homeless people?
For homeless people by the government.
Okay.
And so those existing shelter homes were turned into relief camps for these people who were injured or affected during the riots. So I went to all these shelter homes around like 8-9 from in Panchil Park, then Mustafabad, Shiv Vihar, Lal Jhukki, which is near Shadra. So most of them were empty. So, you know, I spoke to the caretakers, asked them why. Their answers were quite obvious, that A, the shelter homes are so far away from, you know, their residents.
Yeah.
And the accessibility is so difficult for them mm-hmm. if they have to reach to a certain place. Right. They can't just travel there. So that's why...
And they want to keep going back, checking on their homes which are destroyed.
That, so, yeah. But the shocking thing was the shelter home, which was outside GTB hospital, the maximum number of injured were admitted. Hmm. Even it had only 3 people who came there to seek shelter.
Right.
So I asked them. So they were... the caretaker said, log dare hue hain. I don't know what kind of dar. But then I figured out that there's a relief camp which is set up inside an Eidgah in Mustafabad where people in like really good numbers have gone and you know they've taken shelter. And before that the video story which Veena and I was doing so people I met there who were you know residing in someone's house have now went to that Eidgah shelter. So I think it's because of that, and that is also to an extent funded by the Delhi government and the Delhi Waqf Board, and there are several NGOs who are collaborating as
It seems like people have lost faith in the government. That's why they're going to the Eidgah relief camp and not the ones run by the Delhi government directly.
I think it's I think it has more to do with the numbers, because the shelter homes in these areas are quite small. They can just accommodate like let's say 15-20 people, whereas in the Eidgah they are like good 500-600 people residing together.
Right.
So it has more to do with the solidarity, because in such situation
people
you need people to be around all the time. So I think that is the reason, and the food which they are providing and clothes, medical aid, everything. So they're getting everything in a place. So I think that's. And it's in Mustafabad.
I mean, just to be under defense of this government, I mean, and their shelter home strategy doesn't seem to be working, but today we were in Mustafabad and we went to 2 affected families, one these slum dwellers whose slums were burnt down, and one who's a man whose son was killed and thrown into a drain. And both of them had received relief from the Delhi government. I don't know what the central government is doing, but they were all thankful for Kejriwal ne ye kiya. The guy who was found in the drain, his family was given 1 lakh cash and 9 lakh rupee ka check. And the slum dwellers, they were given all kind of aid. And there was some NGO who came and working them. And this happened from the Delhi government side. So, I mean, on the brighter side, the government has, I think, as opposed to a week ago, started doing something.
Finally pulled up its socks.
Yes.
जो ईदगाह वाला वो है, रिलीफ कैंप है, वो जो दिल्ली सरकार वक्फ बोर्ड द्वारा चलाया जा रहा है, जो मैंने वहाँ देखा. दिल्ली सरकार की बहुत ज़्यादा भूमिका तो है नहीं, लेकिन मैं 2-3 दफ़ा वहाँ जा चुका हूँ, तो मनीष सिसोदिया खुद आते हैं वहाँ चीज़ों को देखने के लिए.
अच्छा.
दिलीप पांडे जाते हैं, जो बाबरपुर के विधायक हैं गोपाल राय, जो आम आदमी पार्टी के दिल्ली प्रभारी भी हैं, वो खुद जाते हैं. हाजी यूनिस रोजाना वहीं मिल जाते हैं. तो ये है कि जो ईदगाह वाला कैंप है उसमें सुविधाएं तो है
जी,
लेकिन वही है कि कब तक वहाँ लोग रहेंगे. वहाँ पे कम से कम 1500 लोग हैं, और कल मैं वहाँ गया हुआ था तो जो एक अलहिंद अस्पताल है, तो उनके डॉक्टर को पुलिस शायद ले गई थी कि वो अपने अस्पताल में 50 से ज़्यादा लोगों को रखे हुए थे. उसके बाद उन्होंने अब जो लोगों को रखा था उनको हटा दिया वहाँ से. तो वो लोग आए हुए थे कि हमें यहाँ रख लो, जब शिव विहार के रहने वाले थे, जब तक हम अपने घर नहीं जाते. तो यहाँ के लोगों ने कहा जगह ही नहीं है. तो वो लोग बोले हम जाएँ तो कहाँ जाएँ, कहाँ रिश्तेदारों के यहाँ कब तक रहेंगे, 15-20 दिन हो गए. फिर आखिर में उनको कहीं ले जाकर रखा गया. ईदगाह में ईदगाह भर चुका है, क्योंकि बहुत बड़ा है नहीं, 1500-1200 लोग जहाँ रहेंगे वो है. और वहाँ
बारिश के टाइम में बहुत प्रॉब्लम भी हो गया था.
हाँ, काफ़ी प्रॉब्लम, मतलब वही है कि अब तो हालांकि इंतजाम हो गया है कि ऊपर थोड़ा मजबूत बांधा गया है, और बारिश के दौरान तो पूरा अंदर तक पानी भर गया था. मैं एक दिन जब था वहाँ पे, उस दिन मेरे सामने ही बारिश हो रही थी, और वहाँ के जो केयरटेकर हैं वो लोग ऐसे वीडियो शूट नहीं करने दे रहे हैं पत्रकारों को, मोबाइल छीन लिया मुझसे ही, मेरा वीडियो डिलीट किया. कई सारे पत्रकारों के साथ ऐसा उन्होंने किया है कि चीज़ें बाहर ना आए. लेकिन यह है कि हाँ, दिलीप पांडे जो आम आदमी पार्टी के विधायक हैं, उनके फेसबुक पे रोज मैं देखता हूँ, को सामान बांटते हैं, उनका वीडियो आता है, काफ़ी सारा सामान भर के वो बांट रहे हैं.
बीजेपी के कोई लीडर्स दिखते हैं वहाँ पे?
नहीं नहीं, और हर घटना के बाद फेसबुक पे फोटो डालने वाले आरएसएस के लोग भी नहीं दिख रहे हैं, क्योंकि हर घटना के बाद उनका आ जाता है कि हम एक सामाजिक संगठन के रूप में मदद करने पहुँचे, लेकिन कोई वो भी नहीं दिख रहा. तो वही सही, वो लोग नहीं.
बस आपने भी स्टोरी की थी वही ईदगाह वाली रिलीफ कैंप से की थी, तो आप बताएंगे उसके बारे में थोड़ा.
ईदगाह में एक आदमी की मौत भी हो चुकी है, जो काफी बहुत कम रिपोर्ट की गई है. मुझे याद है इंडियन एक्सप्रेस के अलावा और न्यूज लॉन्ड्री के अलावा किसी ने नहीं किया. वो आदमी शिव विहार के रहने वाले थे, 62 साल उम्र थी, यूनिस नाम था शायद, अभी नाम मैं मिस कर रहा हूँ. तो वो घटना के काफ़ी दिन बाद वो गए देखने के लिए अपना घर, तो उनका शिव विहार में घर है, उनकी उनकी दुकान थी चाय की, उस दुकान को जला दिया गया है, उनके घर में तोड़फोड़ की गई है, तो वो देखने के बाद उनको सदमा आ गया,
यामीन खान
और उनको सदमा आ गया, वहाँ से आए वो रिलीफ कैंप और वहाँ चुप रहने लगे, बोल ही नहीं रहे थे क्योंकि वो घर वर देखने के बाद, एक आदमी ये घर बनाने में कितना वक्त लगता है, और उसके बाद रात को उनको अटैक आया और डेथ हो गई। तो उनके परिवार में कम से कम 12-15 लोग हैं, कुछ लोग अपने रिश्तेदार के यहाँ रह रहे थे और वो थोड़े से उस टाइप के आदमी थे कि रिश्तेदार के हम क्यों रहें, तो ईदगाह में रह रहे थे और वो अपना घर देखने गए, उनकी डेथ हो गई ईदगाह में। मैंने पहले भी बताया कि कम से कम 1200-1300 लोग, कल भी मैं वहीं था, कल तक थे वहाँ 1200-1300 लोग। तो एक तो ये कोरोना वायरस की आप थोड़ा सा दूरी बना कर रखें, वहाँ पे मैक्सिमम लोग बीमार ही हैं तो उसका भी सबको डर है क्योंकि फैलने की संभावना है। दूसरा, वहाँ हमें एक CRPF के जवान मिले थे, वो मतलब काफ़ी दुखी होकर कहने लगे कि जिस देश के लिए सेवा के लिए हमने इतने दिनों तक काम किया, उस देश में घर होने का मतलब, हालांकि वो किराएदार हैं शिव विहार में, तो वहीं रह रहे हैं। तमाम लोग होली से पहले, जब मैं गया था, स्टोरी होली के पहले की है, तो तमाम लोग बात कर रहे थे कि हम होली के बाद जाएंगे, कल मैं यहीं देखने गया था कोई लौट रहा है कि नहीं, तो अभी तक तो कोई लौटा नहीं है, लोग जा रहे हैं घर देख के आ रहे हैं, जा रहे हैं घर देख के जा आ रहे हैं, तो ये हालात हैं। उसने कहा कि मतलब इतने लंबे समय तक मैंने देश की सेवा की और अब एक मतलब वो रिटायर हुए 10-12 साल हो गए, 10 साल लगभग, अब मुझे इस समय किराया, यहाँ घर होने के बावजूद किराए मतलब किराए पे कमरा था, मुझे यहाँ रहना पड़ रहा है।
Yesterday I saw Barkha Dutt interviewing some children at the relief camp and it was really scary and shocking because she was speaking to this 10-year-old kid who had his back towards the camera, and the way he was describing, because he saw the violence firsthand, right? People breaking houses, running around with kattas, you know, country pistols and talwar leke ghumre, and the way he was describing it, so she did like a short story on how children are taking it, and there are lots of counselors at these relief camps. Did you guys manage to speak to any of them?
काउंसलर नहीं है, क्योंकि मैं पिछले दिनों गया था तो वहाँ एक डॉक्टर से बात हुई, प्राइवेट डॉक्टर हैं। बरखा ने पता नहीं कहाँ से दिखाया, क्योंकि मैं वहाँ लगता कल भी दो घंटे था वहाँ पे
जी।
लोगों की यही लोग जो वहाँ डॉक्टर है प्राइवेट NGO वाले, वो कह रहे हैं कि यहाँ सबसे ज़्यादा ज़रूरत है मेंटल हेल्थ के डॉक्टरों की, क्योंकि लोग डिप्रेशन से गुजर रहे हैं। आपने जिक्र किया कि वो बंदूक कट्टा, तो मुझे एक लड़का मिला था, उसने मुझे वीडियो दिया, शिव विहार का रहने वाला था, उसकी दुकान है, उसने वीडियो में मुझे एक जगह वीडियो रोक के दिखाया, उसने कहा कि इस लड़के को देखिए, ये मेरा दोस्त है और उस दिन ये मेरे पड़ोस के दुकान में आग लगा रहा था, ये बंदूक, ये देखिए वो लोग बाइक में आग लगाते हुए निकल रहे हैं, वो वीडियो रोक के दिखाया कि देखिए ये मेरा दोस्त है, मैं इसको पिछले 23 सालों से जानता हूँ, मेरे मतलब बचपन का दोस्त है। ऐसे तमाम लोग अपनी मतलब बता रहे हैं वीडियो में, बकायदा वो बता रहे हैं कि ये मेरा दोस्त है, बाकी लोग बाहर के ये मेरे गली का बंदा है
जी,
इस तरीके से लोग।
नहीं, सबसे वही शॉकिंग लग रहा था कि यू नो चिल्ड्रन नाउ और द चिल्ड्रन वर स्टेइंग एट रिलीफ कैंप्स, राइट, दोज हु हैव सीन द वायलेंस एंड एक्सपीरियंस्ड इट, लाइक दे आर, आई थिंक देयर वे ऑफ डीलिंग विद इट इज वेरी डिफरेंट, राइट? सो सम ऑफ देम आर जस्ट मेकिंग अप स्टोरीज अबाउट वायलेंस, बीटिंग अप पीपल, किलिंग पीपल, सीइंग डेड पीपल, यू नो, एंड सम ऑफ देम आर टॉकिंग अबाउट इट विद नो emotion, some are like completely silent, not saying anything, still in shock, some are just crying, you know, it's really horrible.
But I think in this particular case, children are very articulate, because even when I went there for reporting, a small child, she came running towards me and she's like, aap reporter ho? Main bola, haan. She's like, mujhe aap se baat karni hai. Then she, you know, told me everything, what she went through, that she went to her tuition, I mean, while she was coming back from tuition, she saw everything was burning, she ran inside her home, and you know, the whole story she, you know, narrated, and I was like, I didn't even ask her, you know, I don't know what is this psychology, and but you know, she just spotted me and came,
knew that she had to speak to you.
So
how old is she?
She was 8. She was 8 or 9, I guess.
Even me and Basant, we were in Ganga Vihar, which is Gokulpuri ke piche, and we went to that bridge where, you know, on 25th when we went there, there was a mob. So we just ended up there for some reason, and we started talking to the kids, the street urchins, mm-hmm. playing in one area, and some of them really seemed that they had some, you know, were drugged in an actively drugged state. Just, I don't know, it was very disturbing. They were just shaking, a couple of them, and their eyes was closed. And we started talking to them, and they were like, "Haan, yahan pe hamare samne ek aadmi ko roka aur usko." You know, वो डर के कूद गया नाले में किसी को मार के फेंक दिया एंड वेरी मैटर ऑफ फैक्ट हुए
बिकॉज
आई एम श्योर दीज चिल्ड्रन हैव सीन इन देयर ग्रोइंग अप यू आर जस्ट इंट्रोड्यूस टू द वर्ल्ड विद वायलेंस यू लिव ऑन द स्ट्रीट्स काइंड ऑफ थिंग्स यू सी एंड दैट्स व्हाई प्रोबेबली दे आर सो आर्टिकुलेट आई मीन पीपल हु प्रोबेबली ग्रो अप इन फैमिलीज माइट हैव अ डिफरेंट केस बट दीज kids we met on the street, they were very clear. When people around the shops, the adults were denying everything.
Yeah.
They're like, nothing happened here.
Exactly.
The police were saying there was no police present here when I saw police there. And but these children, they obviously spoke the truth.
Right. बकायदा नाम लेके कि किस किस क्या कह के वो मार रहे थे किस जात किस मजहब के लोगों को मार रहे थे बकायदा नाम ले लेके बता रहे थे क्योंकि बच्चे थे उनको उनमें उतने हाँ. ज्यादा छल तो है नहीं
जी जी आयुष यू've been mapping since Delhi elections we saw the kind of you know hateful rhetoric that was part of the BJP's campaign right and Amit Shah did a whole lot of rallies before the elections and so did Yogi Adityanath.
Yeah.
And you've been mapping them.
Yes.
Can you tell us more about it? It's very interesting
story.
So,
the two of them together did 59 rallies all across Delhi.
Wow.
14 Adityanath and 45 Amit Shah.
That's huge,
yeah.
right?
And the most concentrated of these rallies were in Northeast Delhi. So the most number of rallies they did in West Delhi, Northwest Delhi.
Huh.
But then Northwest Delhi and West Delhi are huge.
Right.
You know, they don't have population density. Northeast Delhi has the highest population density. Some, I think, 25,000 people in every square kilometer. Whoa. I'm sure way more probably.
Yeah.
So, and they did a lot of rallies there, which means that when they were doing the rallies, they've had the maximum reach out to the
exactly,
people
yeah.
in Northeast Delhi.
Yeah.
And I was at one of the rallies Amit Shah did on January 26th in Babarpur.
You also did a report on it.
I did a report on it. Yogi Adityanath did one rally near Shaheen Bagh in Okhla. I was there too. But no one seems to be talking about the simple fact that these two men, they said the most horrible things when they were campaigning. They, in a way, prepared the polarized atmosphere in which these riots could have taken place. Amit Shah himself admits that BJP might have lost the election because Anurag Thakur and Kapil Mishra and Parvesh Verma said all horrible things. In that Times Now summit, he said that. But he himself did not, you know, turn the gaze on himself.
Yeah.
He went to Babarpur and said, ki aise vote karo ki Shaheen Bagh mein current lage.
Yeah.
He was there and I was in the rally where he said, ki aap Congress ke vote bank nahi hai. Congress ka vote bank kaun hai? And some people were like, mulle, you know.
Wow.
Derogatory referring to Muslims. Then they were like Shaheen Bagh, which is the dog whistle for Muslims.
Right.
And then one guy raised an anti-CA slogan. He was beaten.
At the rally?
Exactly. So, I mean, the atmosphere was evidently so vitiated that it promised physical violence.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened in front of us. And this guy was a Hindu guy who was anti-CAA and Express profiled him, 21-year-old.
Mm.
So, no one seems to be talking about how these two men
laid the ground.
They were played the role, not just Anurag Thakur and Kapil Mishra.
Hmm.
So my report is mapping their rallies, what they said.
Hmm.
Yogi's first rally was in Karawal Nagar, where he said that boli se nahi to goli se to maan jayenge. That was his opening line, you know. And so this is the Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh and the Home Minister of India. And my story is, I was waiting for someone to do this story, but I don't think anyone is doing it. So one of the journalist friends I was talking to said, why don't you do it yourself?
Yeah.
I said, okay, I'll do it. So we have some good data on where they rallied.
Right.
We have maps on pinpointing where all they went. And they went to all affected areas, by the way.
Babarpur,
Karawal Nagar, Shiv Vihar, Mustafabad. They went to Shahadara. And all these places were affected.
And those seats won in that area.
All the constituencies that border UP, Northeast Delhi, which is where the violence happened, they won. They went Karawal Nagar, they went Rohtas Nagar.
And Mishra Karawal Nagar se hi vidhayak the pichli baar.
So, what did you guys think of Amit Shah's speech yesterday in the parliament?
Well, as a ground reporter, there was some falsehood. I tweeted about it.
Yeah.
When he said that Delhi police, the riots started on morning of 24th and they were controlled by the evening of 25th, 36 hours. Well, obviously not true. You, Anusuya, saw something happen.
Yeah, you guys were there. I was there on Wednesday, or I don't remember. It was
when you and Veena were together there, and you saw that man.
He was pelted with stone.
Yeah. That was 27th, by the
that
way.
That was 27th. Yes. Yeah. So it's completely false.
Three families we met today had their the sons in their families, two brothers and another family. They were killed and thrown into a drain on 26th, after a day after everything calm prevailed.
वो कह रहे 25 को खत्म हो गया, 26 को अभी हम जिससे मिल के हैं वो 26 तारीख को गया था काम पे और उसकी बॉडी नाले में मिली थी 1 तारीख को. और दूसरी बात, कल अमित शाह मंटो बन गए थे क्योंकि मंटो का एक लाइन है ना कि ये मत कहो कि इतने हजार हिंदू मारे गए, इतने हजार मुसलमान मारे गए, ये कहो कि इतने इंसान मारे गए. दंगों पे उनकी कहानी है. तो अमित शाह कल करे इतने भारतीय मारे गए, ठीक है, आप आपकी आप गृहमंत्री, आपको ऐसे बोलना चाहिए. लेकिन वो उन्होंने खुद ही ऐसा कहा ना कि 300 लोग बाहर यूपी से आए थे. तो यूपी की कानून व्यवस्था जिस सरकार के हाथ में है, और वो कहते हैं कि हमारे शासन में कानून व्यवस्था ऐसी हो गई कि जो अपराधी वो खुद कहते हैं कि मैं मुझे जेल में रख लो वरना इनकाउंटर हो जाएगा समथिंग. वहाँ 300 लोग कैसे आ गए दिल्ली में दंगा करने के लिए और करके चले भी गए. तो बॉर्डर में आपकी पुलिस क्या कर रही थी? खबर यह है कि बागपत से लोग आए थे, मेरठ से लोग आए थे, मेवात से भी कुछ लोग कह रहे हैं. तो ये लोग कैसे आ गए और बंदूकें भी चली है, गोली भी चली है.
एंड आई सॉ यूपी पुलिस, आई सॉ ऑन द लोनी बॉर्डर देयर वाज मॉब एंड वी सॉ इट. एंड व्हेन आई वेंट टू द यूपी पुलिस पर्सनल एंड सेड कि वहाँ पे दंगाई खड़े हैं, आप लोग क्या करेंगे, उन्होंने मुसलमानों के घर जला दिए, तो दे सेड कि वो वहाँ 50 meters अवे इज यूपी, इज दिल्ली, दिस इज यूपी, वी कांट डू एनीथिंग. और वहाँ दिल्ली पुलिस भी थी, उन्होंने भी कुछ नहीं
किया. दिल्ली पुलिस मेरे सामने इवन ऑन दैट डे ऑन 27 व्हेन वी वर देयर एंड दिस मैन वाज hit, the police was standing right next to us and I called her like, sir, inko lag gayi hai, le jao. They didn't even move an inch. We had to call his like residents and neighbors. They came and they took him to the hospital. They were just standing there and watching all what was happening. Right.
उन्होंने कल पुलिस को भी क्लीन चिट दे दिया है.
जी, yeah, which is amazing because there's so much evidence against the Delhi police.
It's ridiculous. That is the community that was being massacred.
Yeah.
26 people of that community were arrested. Most of them for self-defense because they took out their kirpans, took out their guns, licensed guns, shot at the mobs. And the police did not touch anyone in the mob. One of them was a decorated army officer.
Wow. Okay, you guys have been regularly visiting Northeast Delhi. You went today also. You also been going. Is there any difference in attitude towards the media?
So I think people are still of Northeast Delhi very skeptical about media. That's why they become a little nervous when we just take out our cameras or something like that, because they don't want anything to be recorded or to be shooted because they think it might act as an evidence against them. So they just don't want. But yeah, after an extent, I have realized, I mean, there are various people allotted there to, you know, advise them which media organizations are we from.
Right.
So that is there, because even I remember when the first time I went to Jafarabad, when the violence broke out outside Jafarabad metro station, I was they were initially very reluctant to get me inside the protest where these women were protesting. But then there was this woman from Jamia. I spoke to her. She asked which organization am I from. I showed her my press ID. And then she was like, okay, now you can get inside. So there they have this, I think, I don't know what sort of, you know, narrative already built, that what kind of stories certain media organizations are covering.
Right.
So yeah, but still in general, I think they are still very skeptical of media.
Media in general.
Yeah, media in general.
I definitely feel that people, there is skepticism in that. Of course, when you ask them for pictures, most of them refuse. Even today we were going around and we just met an auntie and she was telling us, you know, 84 this happened, and she was telling us a story. So I said, that's interesting, you've lived here so long, you've seen things, so can we just quote you? She didn't give us her name also. She of course no picture and says, don't put me, I don't want to be, you know, embroiled in all this. I'm like, you're just saying something out of experience. How can that get you? And you're Hindu also. It's not that they'll come after you. But she refused. And that's happened with him also. जो हम वहाँ पे पनवाड़ी पे एक आदमी से मिले थे, उन्होंने भी मना कर दिया.
उन्होंने मतलब हम स्टोरी जो कर रहे हैं जैसे नाले वाली, तो एक व्यक्ति मिले जिन्होंने बॉडी देखी थी उनके सामने से बॉडी गुजरते हुए, तो हमने वो सारी जानकारी तो उन्होंने दे दी. फिर हमने कहा वीडियो फोटो ले लें, उन्होंने कहा नहीं 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 बस मेरा नाम लिख लिए, वो इतनी जानकारी मैंने ज़्यादा दे दी. यहाँ सबके मन में डर पैदा हुआ है, सब डरे हुए हैं क्योंकि अभी जो हो रहा है ना गिरफ्तारियाँ चल रही है. कल मैं था वहाँ पे, एक विधायक के यहाँ बैठा हुआ, तो उससे विधायक से कुछ बातचीत करनी थी स्टोरी पे. एक उनके कॉलोनी क्या है, उन्होंने कहा कि मेरा भतीजा अपने मोबाइल की दुकान पे बैठा था, क्राइम वाले आए, क्राइम ब्रांच वाले बोले तेरी दुकान कैसे नहीं जली, चल उठा के लेकर चले गए क्राइम ब्रांच वाले. तीन तरीके से गिरफ्तारी हो रही है, SIT अलग गिरफ्तारी कर रही, क्राइम ब्रांच अलग और थाने वाले अलग कर रहे हैं. तो अभी लोगों के मन में डर है कि अगर फोटो आ गया कुछ भी आ गया, क्योंकि
अमित शाह निकल ही पार्लियामेंट में कहा है कि फेशियल रिकॉग्निशन यूज कर रहे हैं,
तो इस तरीके से लोग बात नहीं करना चाह रहे और फोटो अपने नहीं खिंचवाना चाह रहे, तो डर है ही.
We were at a place today, and I should just say, since I'm mentioning terror from the police, we were at this place where, you know, the Muslim families were returned, their slum dwellings were burnt, and the police came, and we were talking, and the police man looked at the Muslim man whose house has burnt down, and he said, "You don't recognize me, do you?" And the man said, "No, I don't recognize you, no, I absolutely don't." And the policeman said, "Good."
Oh my God.
Yes.
This happened today?
Yeah, in front of me. And when I took him to the corner also, he said, "Nahin, hum nahin jante hain, kuch pata nahin kya hua hoga." There was, it was, but it was, that moment was pregnant with a threat.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So,
Have you guys talked to police officers?
Yes.
How, what is their attitude like towards the media?
It, if the police has not been very cooperative, most of them, when we go and try to talk to them, the, you know, they say the SHO knows everything, and then the SHO is out in a meeting all the time. So half of the information, you either waste a lot of your time or you don't get. But some of the officers we've been meeting, there are exceptions. Today we met an officer who was helpful.
Right.
But I don't know what view they are taking of their investigation. He might be helpful to the media, but then he might be just being helpful in giving us the wrong kind of...
Do you meet anyone who expressed remorse over...
We don't go to them and just talk about these
No,
things
I mean, just in general while talking about
No, they were joking when the house was burning in front of them. I don't expect remorse from them.
कल मेरे चार घंटे ऐसे ही बर्बाद हुआ. मुझे रिपोर्ट चाहिए थी कि कितने लोगों की अभी तक गिरफ्तारी हुई है बाई नेम. तीन थानों में मैं घूमा, चार थानों में, तो उन्होंने कहा कि दो थाने वालों ने तो दे दिया, दो ने कहा कि आप जाइए DCP ऑफिस सीलमपुर. फिर मैं DCP ऑफिस पहुंचा, वहाँ PRO ने कहा ठीक है आपका नाम हम लिख लिया, हम DCP साहब से बात कराते हैं. आधे घंटे बाद मेरा कॉल आया कि आप आ जाइए. मैं गया तो कह रहे हैं कि हम आपको कुछ नहीं दे सकते, आप मेन ऑफिस जाइए जो दिल्ली पुलिस का हेडक्वार्टर है, हाँ, और वहाँ PRO से बात करके आप लीजिए. जबकि रिपोर्ट वहीं से मिल, मतलब वो पूरे जिले का रिपोर्ट वहाँ है तो हमको दे सकते थे, लेकिन उन्होंने मना कर दिया. तो किसी भी तरीके से जिस रिपोर्ट पे आज हमें जानकारी मिली, तीन बार हम उसी थाने में जा चुके हैं, तीन बार कोशिश कर चुके हैं, SHO पहले दिन SHO नहीं मिला, दूसरे दिन थोड़ी सी जानकारी मिले, आज जाके डिटेल जानकारी मिली है जिसमें हम काम कर पाए स्टोरी पे.
जी,
तो पुलिस तो मदद नहीं कर रही है.
ओके, माय लास्ट क्वेश्चन इज अबाउट हाउ यू गाइस आर डीलिंग विद इट. आई आस्क द सेम क्वेश्चन टू आवर रिपोर्टर्स. आई थिंक अनुसूया, यू वर आल्सो देयर व्हेन वी डिड द लाइव लास्ट टू लास्ट वीक, राइट, अबाउट रिपोर्टिंग फ्रॉम द ग्राउंड. हाउ हैज इट बीन, हाउ आर यू गाइस डीलिंग विद इट? यू गाइस हैव सीन सम रियली
हॉरिफिक स्टफ. पता नहीं, ये कहना थोड़ा संवेदनशील होगा, मुझे फ़र्क नहीं पड़ता अब, क्योंकि पिछले दो तीन बार मैं दंगे कवर कर चुका हूँ. तो अब लगता है कि जैसे एक दौर था जब हमारे लिए रेप की स्टोरी काफ़ी, मतलब हम पढ़ते हुए तकलीफ होने लग गई थी, अब एक तरीके से हो गया ठीक है रोज,
वो आपका डिफेंस मैकेनिज्म है,
हाँ, लेकिन अब आदत सी पड़ गई है तो लोगों को मरते हुए देखना. मतलब मैं इससे पहले UP में दंगा कवर कर चुका हूँ, जहाँ गुज्जर, मतलब सवर्ण और दलित के बीच हुआ था, दिल्ली में त्रिलोकपुरी वाला
जी.
तो अब पता नहीं क्यों फर्क नहीं पड़ता स्टोरी करते हुए, वो दो चार घंटे ही फर्क पड़ता है, उसके बाद फर्क नहीं पड़ता, वो चीजें निकल जाती है दिमाग से.
तो मेरे साथ तो ये हो चुका है.
मुझे फर्क पड़ता है बिकॉज मोस्ट ऑफ इट आई एम सीइंग फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम एंड द प्रॉब्लम इज आई the bad part is that I think I've become very cynical very cynical but good part is that I'm aware of the fact that I've become very cynical so I try to I mean, we were just talking about the police officer. You asked me if I felt remorse and I said, you know, I've seen them joke around, of course.
Yeah, so why would you even ask them that question?
Very cynical thing to say, you know. A reasonable journalist shouldn't be saying those things, but it came out. So that's the cynicism that is sticks over you. But the thing is, we've been I've been personally trying to just be busy with these reports.
Right.
Because I know when I settle down, that's when the effects come.
Yeah.
You know, after a while.
Yeah.
One morning you wake up, your body feels arrested, you can't get out of bed, you feel very low. So unless you just wake up and Basant keeps calling you, kab aa rahe ho, kab aa rahe ho, and you go and you leave your house, that wouldn't happen.
Right.
But probably when we pause, that phase will come and it's sort of scary.
Have you guys, there's so many counselors offering their services to journalists who've been covering the riots.
If it's that bad, we will have to, but I don't know again.
अगर वक्त हो तो मैं एक पुराना अनुभव शेयर करूंगा कि कब मैं बहुत परेशान हुआ था
जी.
मैं लखनऊ में था तब रिपोर्टर और एक एसिड अटैक विक्टिम थी सिरोज में काम करती थी जो तो उसके मतलब वो दलित समुदाय जाति से दलित समुदाय से थी और उसके ठाकुरों से लड़ाई चल रही थी तो ठाकुर समुदाय ने उसको पेट वोट में एक चाकू वाकू मारा था तो कई बार मैं सिरोज जाता था तो बताती थी दिखाती थी. एक बार क्या हुआ वो जा रही थी कोर्ट में उसी मामले को लेकर तो उसको ट्रेन में तेजाब पिला दिया गया वो उस घटना को मैं कवर करने में वो अस्पताल पहुंचा और उसके 3-4 दिन रात तक मुझे मतलब चिल्लाने लगता था अपने बेड पे तो उस वो बड़ा मेरे लिए था कि मतलब वो उसका चेहरा जब याद आता था मुंह में तेजाब डालना वो तो बोल ही नहीं पाई थी जब मैं उसको अस्पताल में स्टोरी करने पहुंचा था तो वो घटना मुझे 3-4 रात मतलब मैं परेशान रहा था फ़ोन कर करके फैमिली को रोता था दोस्तों को रोता था कि मुझे मेरे साथ ये हो गया. लेकिन अब राइट्स के दौरान मैं हालांकि मैं थोड़ा लेट पहुंचा दंगे के दौरान लेकिन मुझे अब थोड़ा कम असर होता है
जी. Anusuya, I really want your perspective because this is male perspective. Yeah.
So the thing is, the day I was hired in News Laundry, on that very day, Article 370 was abrogated. So from, I don't know, from, you know, so I have been covering violence, protest, like from the day one of my job.
Reporting
experience. So yeah, but especially the Delhi riots, I think, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm not very emotional or something, or it just desensitizes you to an extent because constantly meeting these people and you know you're supposed to interview them and you can't show any sort of remorse or something. So yeah, I mean, there have been times when I was just thinking, should I interview this person because, you know, either any of their family members, they just died and their body was just in front of them and why should I? But on a personal level, I don't know to what extent I've been affected.
Do you think about it later when you go back home?
I do think about it. I do discuss about it. But again, I don't know personally how much I'm affected. Because talking and just, you know, talking about it doesn't make any difference.
You think it's too early to say?
It's too early to say.
Right.
If I feel about something, I know I am. So, but yet it hasn't hit me that hard. I don't know why. And it's... And I spoke to a lot of journalists, even they have said the same thing because initially I was like, is it just me that I'm meeting people who are dead or, you know, just blood was all over their body and still I was not feeling. But yeah, it just happens that way and I don't know the dynamics of it. But as of now, I'm fine.
Dealing with it. Right. Thank you guys for sharing your personal experiences. So let's get to the recommendations. Anusuya, you have 2 recommendations for us today.
So the first one is an alt news story where the Sudarshan News broadcasted fake news about a woman murdered in Tahir Hussain's house and her body was lying inside the drain next to his house. And that was a fake news. And I think such news... these are the sort of news which everyone should read right now because there's a lot of misinformation about the riot. So this is one. And another one is opinion piece in New York Times and it's titled, "The Next President should speak a new language of war. So it's all about the US elections and how the Democrats had a problem because they didn't have a position on national security and defense and how it's going to help them and the and everything related to that. So I think that's a quite nice opinion piece, and someone who is not very aware of US politics should definitely read that piece.
Great. Thank you. Ayush?
My first recommendation is this book which I talked about called When a Tree Shook Delhi, The 1984 Carnage and Its Aftermath. Mm. It's documented by Manoj Mehta, who's a journalist. Mm. And he describes how the police was complicit, actually took part in the massacre of Sikhs, and how one man, essentially saying, if as long as there are bad people, there'll also be good people. Mm. H.S. Phulka, who is the advocate who fought for a lot of victims. Right. And even though the justice was delayed by decades, it actually came. So it's a great book. And second is this piece in News Laundry, which is very fun, called Manu Joseph's Weekly Baiting of Asparagus Eaters is Getting Boring by Aseem Ali. Yeah. It's a wonderful takedown of, you know, how Manu Joseph is sort of saturating to a point of just being simple-minded contrarian types.
Yeah.
It's a good piece. So read that.
Basant?
वैसे मेरा जो recommendation है इस बार का India Today पत्रिका है, उसमें बंदीप सिंह ने बंदीप सिंह की तस्वीरें publish हुई है
जी,
जो दिल्ली riots को लेकर हैं, काफी powerful तस्वीरें हैं. तो मुझे लगता है कि इस बार India Today सिर्फ तस्वीरों के लिए ही खरीदा जा सकता है, क्योंकि जो अंकित शर्मा की जो तस्वीर थी नाले से निकलते हुए बॉडी, वो हो या तमाम कई तस्वीरें हैं जो मतलब वो पूरे मंजर को बयां कर रही हैं. तो मुझे लगता है इंडिया टुडे की इस बार वाला अंक सिर्फ तस्वीरों के लिए खरीदा जा सकता है. रिपोर्ट भी बढ़िया है उसमें.
थैंक यू बसंत. सो माय रिकमेंडेशन इज दिस ई लेक्चर बाय दिस प्रोफेसर ऑफ चाइनीज कल्चर. हिज नेम इज यान लियांगके. And it's on, you'll find it on LitHub. It's called What Happens After Coronavirus, on Community Memory and Repeating Our Own Mistakes. So it's about how he gives an e-lecture to his class of graduate students on coronavirus, community memory, and how storytellers will one day address the outbreak in the future. And you guys should really, it's a translation, so you guys should totally read the transcript. And guys, if you liked what you heard, please rate our podcast on iTunes or whatever platform you tune into. We also have a bunch of other podcasts like Hafta and Awful and Awesome. Better the rating, more the reach, and that means more subscribers, and that in turn means better content.
And listeners, if you're listening to this podcast on Spotify, Castbox or Stitcher, remember we have a website, www.newslaundry.com, where you can find a lot of other stuff that we do, like reports, podcasts. What else, Snigdha?
We also have a bunch of great comics and some brilliant interviews. You guys should really watch Mehraj's interview with T.M. Krishna about his book.
अगर ये podcast आपको पसंद आए तो अपने दोस्तों रिश्तेदारों में साझा करें, अपने social media पे साझा करें, ताकि हम ज़्यादा से ज़्यादा लोगों तक पहुँच सकें.
Also guys, we're very eager to hear your feedback. Please write to us at contact@newslaundry.com with Reporters Without Orders in the subject line. And you can also leave your comments on Twitter or our Instagram. And with that, this podcast is adjourned.
All the News Laundry podcasts are available on Stitcher, iTunes and any other podcast platform.
Please subscribe to News Laundry. Help us keep news independent. To catch all our podcasts on news, pop culture, current affairs and sport, visit newslaundry.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. And subscribe to our YouTube channel.